The Lone Star State is reporting high voter turnout across the board from Republicans and Democrats, but it was the state's Republican Governor Greg Abbott taking an overwhelming victory over much lesser known candidates. The governor says he's focused on winning in November.
Now we have our work cut out for us, working from now all the way to the general election day in November, making sure that we keep Texas in Republican hands.
Abbott will fight to keep his seat against one of two candidates still alive on the Democratic side, former Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez and Andrew White, son of former Texas Governor Mark White, will face one another in a May runoff. Valdez says she's worked hard to get where she is.
I was able to find a path to success, and along the way, people would often lend a helping hand. I want to fight to provide that same type of opportunity for the people of Texas, no matter where they come from.
If elected, Valdez would be the first openly gay Hispanic governor in Texas. In a much-anticipated Senate race, Ted Cruz won easily in the primary and will appear next to Democrat Beto O'Rourke on the November ballot. Moments after Cruz's victory, he unveiled his new campaign ad directed at O'Rourke.
You gotta run in Texas. You can't be a liberal man, 'cause liberal thought is not the spirit of a Lone Star man. You gotta be tough as Texas and honest about your plans. If you're gonna run in Texas,
the energy for Democratic candidates and voters in Texas is running high, with voter turnout for the party shattering what was seen in 2014. University of North Texas political science professor Kimmy King says some of the momentum is to be expected.
You always see a greater turnout, or typically a greater turnout, in the opposition party that is facing the president.
Now the rest of the nation will hit the polls before September, and both parties are building off of a competitive political climate. I'm Clayton Neville.